Okay, today is the 13th of October. Call this chart review. Dr. Wagner, and put down date of visit. Today is the 13th of October. Date of visit, 12th of October. First patient, DE, 30-year-old woman with upper abdominal pain. Treated with Maalox, Toradol, Pepcid, and fentanyl in the emergency room. White count 11,000. Chemistry okay. Cardiac workup negative. CT negative. Treated with Prilosec, Dofran. Patient states that she didn't see the doctor very much, in quotation, but that's okay. I think they had another emergency room in the hospital. I only saw the nurse, in quotation. Next patient is DH, 18-year-old young lady, hit in the eye with softball, CT of the head negative, CT of the face negative, eye exam done. Mom states that the patient is doing okay. She's in college right now. They were happy with the care. Next patient is AE, 20-year-old young lady with history of asthma, shows up with breathing problems, received NEB treatment, prednisone 60 milligram PO, then sent home with prednisone 50 milligram a day for 7 days. Please consider giving solumedrol IV in the emergency room, and please consider tapering prednisone at home. 50 milligram for 7 days is a whopping dose. Patient also was out of her nebulizer and her singular, which was refilled. Patient states that Dr. Wagner didn't spend very much time with her, period. Next patient is GH, 13-year-old male seen with burning chest, vomiting because of smoke inhalation. Given prednisone 40 milligram PO once again and prednisone 20 milligram a day for 5 days. Again, consider tapering prednisone, especially in a 13-year-old. No one answered the phone, left message. The next patient is MS, 19-year-old with stomach pains. CBC, CMP, urinalysis, UDS, and UPT were negative. Patient said it was related to her period, but it was severe enough to receive Zofran, Pepcid, Toradol, and Norco in the emergency room. Dr. Wagner did not perform any imaging or did not order any imaging. Took the patient at her word regarding it's my period, in quotation. CBC, CMP, UDS, and UPT were done, and they were negative, except for THC present. Patient did not give a number in the emergency room, nor an emergency number. Next patient is CS, 37-year-old woman with sore throat, loose stool, body aches, CBC, CMP negative. Treated with Pepcid, Zofran, IV fluids in the emergency room. Sent home with Zofran and Bento. Did not answer the phone. Next patient is DD. Is a six-month-old baby, rolled off the bed and hit the head. Well baby check was done. No x-rays or CT were done this time, and the patient was sent home. No one at the house answered the phone today. Next patient is KB, a six-year-old with a swollen eyes, green discharge, coughing, diagnosed with conjunctivitis, given Amoxil one time in the emergency room, sent home with gentamicin. No reason for Amoxil given, and no diagnosis given except gentamicin, except diagnosis of conjunctivitis, where gentamicin eye drops were prescribed. Patient family did not feel like the doctor spent enough time with them. Next patient is ARM, 37-year-old gentleman with headache and allergy symptoms. Swab test negative, diagnosed with sinusitis, treated with Motrin, Solumedrol, sent home with Cipro. Consider something with better gram-positive coverage than Cipro for acute sinus infection. Patient did not answer the phone, left message. Next question is TB. 60-year-old woman comes in complaining of chest pain, is followed by a cardiologist in town with history of chest pain, blood pressure 166/93. In the ER, received Toradol, Ativan. Patient's cardiac workup times one negative, EKG times one abnormal with ST T wave changes, enzymes times one negative. Cardiologist never called, no offer for admission, and EKG and enzymes not repeated. All against hospital policy. Patient states that she was happy with the care received, did not have any complaints. This is JS, 43-year-old gentleman with severe back pain and leg pain, presented with a blood pressure of 200/120, treated with clonidine and Toradol. Last time he had any kind of imaging was 15 years ago, has been having more problem with his back, recently was placed on prednisone and Norflex from a clinic here in town. Dr. Wagner did no CT or x-rays in the emergency room, treated patient with clonidine, Toradol. Sent patient home with Tylenol number 3 and clonidine 0.2 once a day. Wrong dose for blood pressure medication. Wrong dose, both frequency and amount for someone who's not on blood pressure medication. And patient needed an x-ray. When I called the patient, he was upset. He said that he asked to have something done for his back and they just sent him out without any explanations. Patient is looking for someone to go see about his back ASAP because he's still in severe pain. There was no documentation as far as where the pain goes, if there's any radiculopathy, neuropathy, the chronicity of it, or what the nature of back problem was. All the information was obtained from the patient. Thank you.